you want to be.
Having a great time.
You want to be.
Loving the fun.
You want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. You want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Now Gleyber Torres, a right-handed batter, digs in against Ursay. In comes the pitch. First pitch fastball, ground ball whip. He's going to go to first. Out at first. Game over. Royals win it and get the series even.
I'll take that final call over Bob Costas' final call. Six times a day, twice on Sunday, 8 days a week. Whatever the hell that means.
8 days a week. A great song by the Rolling Stones. That's back right. In the day, man, when they came over from Australia and invaded the United States. Good day, mate, is what Mick Jagger said as he came to America.
That's right. How about that, though? How about that final out call by Denny?
Climbing the ladder, Denny.
That's right. I mean, it just, you know, when you just hear that.
And now Gleyber Torres, a right-handed batter, digs in against Ursay. In comes the pitch. First pitch fastball, ground ball whip. He's going to go to first. Out at first. Game over. Royals win it and get the series even.
There's a little more pop in that voice from Denny Matthews.
A little bit more, man, with the playoffs. I do love it, as we talked about last week. People are discovering Denny again after a 10-year hiatus the playoffs. The people are saying things like, this guy's 100 years old, and he's calling the games by himself, and I'm here for it, and I love it, and I think everybody is, man. It's nostalgia at its finest, and he sounded excited, unlike Bob Costas, who sounded like somebody just beat up his dog when Stanton grounded into a double play towards the end of the ball game last night. My goodness, Bob.
Denny Matthews has arrived. Bob Costas gone. Start bench cut. Ready to do these? Little Tuesday action. Little thing we do here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. We get to start bench cut here, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service, Texas.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right. Lead the way, Dr. Mackenstein.
Let's do it. All right, first up, start bench cut. Tommy Pham, Garrett Hampson, or Gurriel?
All right, I'm going to start Hampson.
Who was that last one?
Who was the last one?
Struggling.
What about Sky Moore? Do you think he's going to play tomorrow? I'm going to go starting.
I got a text, man.
Yeah. Do you think Sky Moore? Nobody is talking about Sky
Moore.
Oh,
right. Only the two texts we got. You're right.
Yeah. We got texts.
And my text thread.
Okay.
And Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, Reddit's talking about it. So I'm going to start Garrett Hampson. He's 3-for-3, three singles, three RBIs. I kind of like the way he's playing. I'm going to bench Gurriel, and I am going to cut Tommy Pham, as hard as it is to do that.
With that ribby last night?
Yeah, those are your three guys that are kind of carrying this lineup right now, right? The randos, I like to call them.
The unsung heroes. I am definitely starting Garrett Hampson. Right, he was better than Garrett Cole, and he was better than Aaron Judge last night.
Well, a baby's better than Aaron Judge in the playoffs.
You know, I've seen worse judges, Bob.
Judy, Wapner.
Isn't Steve Harvey kind of a judge now?
Is he? I love him, though.
He is great.
He's so good. He's just so fun. He makes me laugh every time I see him and smile.
I would start Garrett Hampson. I would bench Tommy Pham, and I would cut Gurriel. The reason why I would cut Gurriel is because then you could DH Vinny. You could give Sal a day with Freddie, and then you could put Sal at first, and Gurriel kind of interrupts that process. But again, Gurriel's been great. Veteran leadership. This is a tough one. Start bench cut. I start Garrett Hampson, like everybody in the city of Kansas City. I bench Tommy Pham, and I cut Gurriel.
Gurriel had like 85 runs so far in the postseason.
He did walk twice and scored quite a bit.
That's a veteran at bat, man.
I love it.
Guy is really good.
This wasn't easy.
No, I know. No, I'm just saying, like, I can't believe how good Gurriel has been, you know, in the 6 days that we've had him here.
Yeah, as far as like impressive meter, he may be my start, but I'm going to go with Hampson. And then I think it's the same as you, Bob, bench Gurriel, and then go with Pham cutting.
Yeah.
Which is still, Tommy Pham.
Tough. Made some nice plays last night as well.
Right.
Certain guys, and I think what it is ultimately now that I kind of process it through my mind a little bit more, when you wear your pants up and show the sock, you look like a beast at the plate. Seriously, like Tommy Pham, Stanton, Judge, like you just look menacing. When you're up there and those socks are pulled up, I'm like, oh, I fear that guy. Except for Judge. My daughters could hit better in the postseason than Aaron Judge.
Bob's daughter is 4-for-7 in the games facing the Yankees when they start the game after 5:30. Denny Matthews, the parking spot. We have you covered. Back to the start bench cut from Jay's Southland Tow Service. Mac?
Baseball food. Hot dogs. Nachos. Soft pretzels.
Soft pretzel start.
I knew
soft
that.
Soft pretzel bench. Cutting nachos. No, pretzel, hot dog, nachos.
Nachos, pretzel, hot dog. Get that meat tube out of here, even though I do love a glizzy.
Yeah, but you get on the a golf good course. Hot dog, though, man.
Yeah,
like, a good hot dog's tough to beat.
Yeah, and the only ones that are good are on a hot dog, or on a golf course at the turn, or before you leave, or when your buddy Mike gets a hole-in-one and the clubhouse says, we don't really have plaques, but we'll give you a free hot dog. I said, okay.
How long has that been sitting on the roller, right?
Doesn't matter.
Costco hot dogs are legitimate.
They are, and they're only $1.75 or $1.50.
So
yeah.
So good.
But no, I start nachos just because I love that soggy chip with the jalapeno on it. I bench the pretzel with cheese, and I cut the hot dog.
The nachos out at the K, though, pretty much suck.
I mean, you get
a bag of chips and a can of cheese.
Oh, yeah, nowadays. Yeah, now they make you, it's like deconstructive.
Yeah, like no, you got to make that.
And the jalapenos come like in a bag.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's,
I think I'd still
do that at home.
Though. I think I'd still take it first. Still starting that.
I do love me some of that. Man, Salvador Perez has a big tongue.
That's the new thing now. Everybody's going to show their tongue at jazz.
Can we do that at the bar, Mac?
Let's show our tongue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that scene from Scarface? He's like, what are you doing, man? You got a lizard? That's how you get the that's how you get the ladies, Tony. Anyways.
Head coaches?
Sure.
What do you think? KOC, LaFleur, Sean McVay?
I'm starting Sean McVay. He's a Super Bowl champion. I'm benching Kevin O'Connell, and I'm cutting LaFleur.
I'm starting Kevin O'Connell because of the resurgence he's given Sam Darnold, and he's 5-0. Yes, you have to start that guy. I'm benching LaFleur, Peter's brother, dip, dive, duck, dodge, and dip, dodge. I don't know. And then McVay's getting cut, man. Sorry.
Whew. This is a tough one.
It is.
I'm living in the now, though. I'm living in the now. No, I'm not living in 2019, 2020.
I think we're all going to have different answers here because I'm going to start Matt LaFleur. I'm going to bench Sean McVay, and I will cut really hard. I'm going to cut KOC.
Why?
Because he respects you, and he doesn't want your wife looking at other men.
No, I don't care. It's good for the relationship, right?
Well, I started Matt LaFleur, who Jen obviously
too short, she says now. So
he's 5'10", I think. I mean,
I looked at Bob's.
When you're dating or you're married to a 5'11 and 3/4 striking gentleman like myself, 5'10 is very short.
Exactly.
Wearing bird dogs with no draws.
That's right.
Bird dog Bob there for you. I have a good start bench cut because I am a member of this list. Which guy are you starting, benching, and cutting? Golf guy, slow pitch softball guy, or hunter guy?
I mean, I'm going to start hunter guy just out of default because slow pitch softball guy and golf guy drive me to drink.
Sorry.
I don't care about your golf game.
I know. Yeah.
I don't care about your fantasy team. I don't care about your bets. And I clearly don't care about your softball conquering.
Do you want to know what my handicap is?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Fantasy football guy is a thing, too. 9-10, 96-5.
I mean, I could give you my distance of every club if you like. Okay.
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think Hunter guy.
Yeah.
Just start Hunter guy.
Like, I like Hunter guy because.
Talk to you about it?
No, they really don't.
No.
Now, Hunter guy, unless, like, you're having a conversation
exactly.
And it comes up. Golf guy walks into a bar and goes, dive, dude. Got 200 today. Yeah, we don't care, man. Like, we're sitting here trying to have a couple of beers, and, you know, you walked in your gray slacks that are kind of like, you know, that material. I don't know what it's like, but it's like not cotton. It's elastic. You can bend in the waist a little bit more. Got your tea behind your ear and one in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, man, I just went out there today. I was 2 under. And that third hole, you know where a dog's like, nobody cares.
Is my golf tee still behind you?
It is.
Okay. That fell out of my hat when I brought it in here after a round of golf at Adams Point. Gotta love that.
Get your ball marker on your brim. The hat that says, you know, beavers across it.
Mm-hmm. I have a golf hat on right now from the Masters. I feel very attacked.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, man. I that dog leg right there on hole 3 down at Shoal Creek. Oh, man, that's a killer.
Keep roasting me. Exactly. I feel all this coming out
so
right
personal.
Now. I'm cutting softball guy.
Because he always wears number 69, too.
No, that softball guy I like. The softball guy I don't like is the guy that wears the eye black professional baseball pants who's mid-30s that like still thinks he's playing Major League Baseball.
Yes. Oh, the guy who goes full uniform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
I saw a video of one of those guys, like, definitely in his mid-30s. It was like, bro, why are you laughing? Like, having a post-game meeting about, like, I'm sick and tired of this. We're not getting the runs. Dude, why are you laughing? It's like, dude, no one cares. Shut up.
That's why people don't want to play with you, man.
You guys don't work in construction. All these dudes talk about is hunting. What a season it is. What is coming up? Their time in the blind. The cold weather, so annoying.
But hunting is such a brief season, too, right?
I love Hunter Guy because I can't do it because I've got too much ADD and I'm too loud. I feel like I'd be like, it's over here. Like, dude, shut up.
Boy, you should see these deer on Indian Creek Trail when I'm out there running with no shirt on.
No doubt.
Like, I mean, they're right there. And I'm like, God, the deer population, we've done a terrible job in this country. We've cut down all the trees. They have nowhere to go. Like, I truly feel bad for these deer. And then I had venison one time. It wasn't bad.
I feel bad for the deer until they cause car wrecks going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's bad because we continue to cut down trees to build apartments.
Yeah.
Or another strip mall.
Somebody says, which guy do you want to cut? Dart guy, bowling guy, billiards guy.
Dart guy. Dart guy.
I got a dartboard in my garage. Okay, I'll play anytime.
But that's fine. We all have, like, the dartboard, right? Do you bring your own darts to a bar?
No, but okay. I mean, my buddies that play in dart leagues do.
That's different. Okay. That's a league. You're going out for cocktails on a Tuesday to, like, double nickel out in Olathe. You're packing your own darts, and I'm not talking cigarettes.
That's right.
Or the guy who brings his own pool cue to a bar. It's a roadhouse, man.
Guy that brings his own clothes roadhouse. To Topgolf. Guilty.
Ooh, come on.
I know. I'm sorry. What's your talent?
You bring your own putter to mini golf, too?
That's cringe.
No.
That really is,
that
man.
That was cringe.
That's bad. No, you're rolling in the Topgolf. Got the backpack bag. Here I am. I'm a Topgolf and... got my own cut. Ooh, the wind, and you're throwing grass.
Bob hates golf because he can't hit a golf ball.
I think it's a colossal waste of time. But no, it's just truth to that, too. Yep. I mean, I couldn't get out of the baseball swing and didn't like it. And, like, I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to be my kids and my wife.